Welcome back. As promised, the South Australian Minister for Sport, Recreation and Police and Racing, Corey Wingard's been good enough to join me after just walking out of a sitting. Welcome to you, Corey. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dwayne.
Anything interesting discussed at the sitting today?
Oh, look, plenty going on here in Parliament in South Australia today, just working through all the processes. But we have been talking about sport quite a lot. Everyone's keen to see sport back up and running. And look, we've had a number of webinars, as everyone's doing at the minute, conferences with sport right across South Australia, making sure everyone's as prepared as possible to press the go button when the health authorities give us that opportunity. As you'll be well aware, South Australians, and I've got to dip my lid to them, have done an outstanding job. I know I'm probably sounding parochial, but it's a fact. South Australia has followed all the rules and instructions as to what's been laid down by health, and everyone's done a great job, the social distancing and all that sort of thing. So, as we look to step our way out of this, our state's in a really good spot. But again, we will be following the advice of health as that goes along.
So how many days of zero have you had? You've had quite a few, haven't you, even if they're not consecutive?
Yeah, we have. We've had a run of five or so now, actually even stretching out beyond that. But the great thing is that the testing we've been doing here in South Australia, our testing regime has been spot on above everyone else in the country. And the country has done a great job too when you look at it on a national scale. So we're really proud of that, and we're really proud of the fact that everyone has followed the instructions and followed the rules, and it puts us in a good place.
Looks like the AFL is getting hubs because border restrictions have to stay in place for a while. You can see that long into the future, or do you see a day where you are targeting that could be opened up again and teams could travel into South Australia and out of South Australia without those restrictions?
Yeah, look, we're looking at all contingencies, Dwayne, and I think everyone's doing this right across the board. Businesses, I know and hope, are doing it as well. And from a sporting perspective, we're doing it. But you've got to look at things, and it is a moving feast, and it is a changing dynamic. So we're looking at things with the restrictions we have, and if they might move a little bit, what that might look like, and make sure we've got plans in place. But one of the big things that is really evident to me is, as everyone does their planning and gets prepared, because that's all we can do, is be prepared and then wait the advice of health. But as we do this, I think that idea of being able to step yourself up in case we need to hold or health say, no, look, we've gone a bit too far, we need to take a little step back, I think that's going to be really important. So from a sports perspective, we're looking at it across three tiers. One is your junior sports, your community sports, and then your elite level sports, and having plans and structures in place for all of those.
So you would never have an exemption for AFL travel?
That would be a decision of health, and that would be made by health. I would be guessing here, but I would be guessing that's a little way off if anything like that is to be considered. I think we need to look at what the restrictions are in place. And I know yesterday Western Australia getting very excited when they moved from training groups of two to training in groups of 10. Dwayne, we've actually had that here right the way through. South Australia has been able to do that because, again, I stress the point, everyone's been doing the right thing and following the rules and regulations. So we actually never clamped down as hard as a number of other states. I do note, though, with that the AFL has said across the board, no state, and they've been very, very adamant in this, no state is to try and get a jump on the other by using the advantages of that state. So South Australia hasn't been able to use its competitive advantage for the Crows and Port in that case. But look, we will wait the advice of health. Again, be prepared and ready to go. But, I've encouraged all sports to have a look and see what might the framework look like if we are just to be training in groups of 10, one coach, nine players. How would you maybe divvy that up depending on your sport? And we'll keep working that through with the health officials and our sporting officials and get more of a framework. The National Cabinet meets on Friday, and they've said that's when they'll give a bit more of a plan and a pathway of where sport might be ready to go forward. But we're as prepared as anyone, I think maybe even better prepared, and really keen to see what comes of it and work within those restrictions and make sure, again, I think they'll potentially graduate out. We want to make sure that we take the first step, don't overstep the bounds like everyone's been doing the right thing, and that will allow us to get us to the next step. If people push the boundaries, there's the possibility the health could pull them back in a little bit more. So we need to be ever conscious of that.
There's been talk about India being allowed into SA to play multiple tests at the Adelaide Oval. Is that an option?
Look, that has been a conversation, Dwayne, and I can see why that would be had. And again, it's looking at all combinations and permutations, not till later in the year. And one of the advantages we have here in South Australia is the Adelaide Oval, as you know, a wonderful venue, but the hotel is being built right alongside that. So when you think about it, and again, you know, you would take this proposition to health, but if you're having the hotel at the Oval, that creates the ideal hub, if you like, and the ideal quarantine scenario. So, you know, they would be things that would have to be explored down the track, but you can see why that would be so appealing. Given the restrictions we have at the moment, that would, again, all have to be equated into that conversation. But the hotel attached to the Oval is very, very appealing. I have no doubt at a state level, but at a national and international level as well. So depending on where the restrictions sit, that would be well worth exploring.
The survival of people in the industry of sport, opening up the parameters to allow them to survive, to go back to work, is that a major part of your portfolio as well?
Yeah, look, it's a social, or it's a health matter first and foremost. I think everyone is in agreement on that. Then there's the social implications and also the economic implications as well. So look, as a government, you'll always look at all of those. I mean, you know better than anyone, Dwayne, that you know the advantage of sport and community sport in particular is getting people together and having that interaction, and that plays a vital role in our society. Not having that is a detriment. So we will look at it from that perspective as well. And again, the health officials will look at it from that perspective as well. Actually being physically active, we know the benefits that brings too. So that's really important as well. And then at the other levels, there is obviously, you know, economic impact as well. There are people's livelihoods at stake, and not having a job is can be damaging to your health long term as well. So look, all of those factors will be taken into consideration. And again, health are leading this charge in South Australia at a state level. Dr. Nicola Spurrier here is doing an outstanding job. She's giving great advice, and we're taking that advice, and that's why we're in the wonderful position we're in. And then she is part of the national group, the AHPPC, which are meeting where all the states are having that input, and everyone then confers with Dr. Brendan Murphy there, who's giving advice at that national cabinet level. So health are leading the charge, and we're taking their advice, but they are looking at all of those issues, that's for sure.
Are you disappointed you missed out on it? Do you look like missing out on an AFL hub?
That hasn't been decided as far as I'm aware. I think the AFL is still working through what everything's going to look like. And look, we've got great facilities here. We've got great opportunities here. The AFL has got a picture of what it wants things to look like if it is to go down the hub path. I've been in very constant contact with them. They know the facilities we have. They're really, really good facilities. I think the AFL is still working through what it thinks a hub might look like and how it might work. We'll keep having discussions and conversations with them about how that could present. And they're still awaiting the advice from health too. So no one's getting ahead of themselves. I know the AFL is very conscious of staying in lockstep with health. So as those decisions are made, we've got a case to put forward, and the AFL will have a look and see what suits it best, and we'll go from there.
Could you have both cricket and football at the Adelaide Oval in October or November?
That would have to be discussed and worked through. The good thing I can say, and we've established a bit of a working group here, cricket and football being involved, and a number of other sports, and then also looking at things outside the box, and that's been really beneficial, again, for our state. But the one thing I can say about that is football and cricket said straight away, look, we need to work together through this. We need to make sure we're doing decisions that are in the best interest of South Australia and the nation as well. So that's what they're very conscious of, and the fact that they're willing to work together is a real positive. No one really knows, I think, Dwayne, what it's exactly going to look like. So that's probably been one of the hardest things with this. It's actually being as prepared as you can possibly be without knowing timelines and definitive dates for fixtures. So if everyone's got some flexibility, that's a good thing. And we can make decisions that best suit everyone involved.
Great to have you on, Corey. Really appreciate you jumping out of your sitting to come and have a chat. And we'll keep our fingers crossed that we can get some footy back at some stage. I know how much you love it. You're pretty keen to get it back too, aren't you?
Absolutely. Just from the kids right the way through, I think everyone would love to see sport back up and running. But we will be taking that advice from health and making sure we keep everyone safe. But, yeah, look, getting sport back is really important. So we're working really, really hard to do all we can so that when health press the button and say we can go, we're ready to go.
Let's hope that button's not far away. Corey, thanks a lot for your time, and we'll speak again soon. Cheers, Corey mate. Wingard, joining me, the South Australian Minister for Police, Sport, Recreation and Racing. Got to take a break. We'll talk some Melbourne Storm. Frank Panisi, Melbourne Storm General Manager of Football, to join me after the break. And back to your calls as well on the open line. Thanks to Werribee Kia, 1300 736 736. The Werribee Kia open line. Haven't taken a lot of your calls in the last half hour, so jump on the line now, and we'll cover you straight after the news before we get to Frank Panisi to talk NRL.